creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. So today we're going to talk about, should I automate my business? So you're probably thinking, like, what do you even mean by automation? Maybe you're not even at that stage yet where you're automating. So automating has a lot to do with literally automating. So everything is automatically happening. So from invoicing to contract sending, social media automation, all of this stuff can be automated. And there are tools out there to automate that kind of stuff. Even nowadays, if you have a Facebook business page, the chat option is automated. You can set up automatic replies and automatic responses where after they click like an option, it'll respond to that accordingly. So all that sounds so good, right? Because that means that takes off one less thing on your plate. You no longer have to sit there on Facebook and reply. You no longer have to sit there and send out the invoices, or you don't have to send out the contracts. You don't have to post on social. It all seems so good. But I want to kind of spill the tea here today. So when we first started the Creative Folks, I did all the social media posts like myself, obviously, because who knew of automation, right? But then I discovered automation. I discovered like a lot of platforms and tools that I really loved using. And I still, you know, if I had a client or anything like that today for TCF, we would use those same automation tools based on what they need. However, that's the key word. Based on what is needed. So when we automated our social, I felt like it was probably one of the worst decisions ever, like afterward, like now thinking about it, it's probably one of the worst decisions we ever made. And you're thinking, why? Well, it's really because we were so focused on making and pushing so much content. And now looking back at it, it's so cringe. Like it's so weird to think about that. And we just kept thinking to ourselves, let's push content. And I just don't think that's healthy. Because looking back, I'm thinking about like, was our audience even like engaged? Did they even care about the content that we posted? We were getting things like, I mean, like we were sitting at like maybe 700, 800 followers at the time before I stopped the automation, but like having 700 followers, but then you get like 10 likes without, you know, without any other tactics. Like some other things we did to increase like likes or anything like that, we would send them off to like, you know, some close friends that may have not seen our post, something like that because of the algorithm, or we send them off to like different followers on Instagram, you know, all types of tactics to get the like count up. But it didn't really do anything because at the end of the day, because we were pushing through automation, I felt like we were just trying to get content out there. And sometimes that content wasn't even meaningful. So when we decided to cut the automation and just turn back into regular, normal people, and what I mean by that is just the good old Instagram tactic where you pull out your phone, you open the Instagram app, you insert the picture, and you write the caption right then and there. So obviously, I think, you know, in this space, when you're adding content to Instagram, there is a mix. So I'm not going to sit here and say like none of our stuff is edited. We don't like curate it in any kind of way. We do have a balance of editing and making the content and then getting it posted instead of automating. And a lot of that had to do with the research. We had to identify when were good times to post. Like I literally sometimes just post on a Friday evening and see if that's even garnering any likes. And it goes to show, it didn't show anything. Like no activity there. We get some likes after a couple of days, but it's still probably some of our lowest engagements are posted on Fridays. So now we understand it a little bit better, and we won't do it there. So when I was automating everything, I typed a lot less, by the way. The captions were very simple because over time, I thought that when I didn't automate the business, the caption writing was so hard because I didn't have much to say. And I was burning out on just typing so many captions. It was just like overwhelming. So as time goes on and I started automating, I'm like, oh, this is a breeze. Like I'm automating. Everything is good. I could type captions for days. And then when we got further and deeper into the automation zone, I was typing so many captions that I was burning out once again on typing captions. And so that really just didn't serve any substance for the content that we were publishing. And then another thing, when I was automating, I was so burnt on making content because everyone online was telling me I had to post, and I had to post every single day. And I just had to post. Did I mention I had to post? I saw immediately that likes were going down, like I was saying earlier, because the algorithm kept changing. So there were things like where I remember when we started TCF's Instagram, everything was still in chronological order. Everything was in chronological order. Things were being seen when I guess they were posted, et cetera. And, you know, hashtags, et cetera, were working very well at that time. But then the whole algorithm changed. We were getting like 30 to 40 likes per image, and then it dropped down to 11. Sometimes I remember seeing only 6 likes some days. And now you probably see it too. Like some of like the Instagrams that you may be checking out, they could have like thousands and thousands of followers, but they only have like 6 likes. And sometimes you can't even say that it's a fake account anymore. Some days that's pretty realistic where that content isn't being shown to the followers. So saying all that to say, in 2020, I told myself, so the beginning of this year, I told myself I was not going to listen to anybody else and just focus on making content that is valuable content and content that we really enjoy making. So in that process, I learned a lot. Like since January up until now, right now is October of 2020. I haven't posted much on our Instagram. Like I took many breaks. I took many hiatuses because it's still overwhelming. It's still a lot of content to push out there, even if we really wanted to make it personalized content. I learned for myself that it is okay to not have to post every day. You don't have to post every week. You don't have to post every month. However, I'm not saying that that is healthy for your business. If you have a business that you're trying to grow and you're trying to scale, it is still very important to actively post. I'm not saying every day, I'm not saying every week, I'm not saying, you know, whatever the time is, you kind of determine that for yourself. However, there needs to be a consistency though. So something like Instagram where everybody's on there every day, it might be good to post every 2 to 3 days, depending on, you know, what your brand is. Some people may post once a week. I mean, like really start with like something that's doable for you. And additionally, if it wasn't obvious, I am the main one that runs our Instagram account. So I approve like all the content that goes on there. And you know, I try to make an effort to really cater that content to what we really like making, such as like, you know, team illustrations, anything that our team illustrates, team accomplishments. So like if we're sharing a project, if we're sharing creative things, these were the things that I found that were so much more valuable at TCF. And these are things I really enjoyed making. So it didn't really make me feel like I had to burn out on making posts. So if you visit our feed right now, you'll see that, you know, we don't post as consistently anymore. Like I was mentioning earlier, some days, that's not good at all. And some days that's perfect for us. So we still battle that struggle in terms of like posting consistently. And I don't know, like, honestly, I'm being honest with you guys right now on this podcast, is that I don't know if that means that I need to hire somebody to kind of handle it. Or does that mean like we need to rethink our strategy? There's a lot on there that I think is, or a lot into the space that we have to consider. So we're taking baby steps as we get there. Additionally, I really want to mention this as well, is in the midst of, you know, trying to figure all this stuff out, I was battling a lot of weird syndromes of listening to other business owners and in my tribes and in my groups telling me I had to post or I had to make content or something along those lines, you know, because it was a lot of pressure to automate. Because they're like, well, if you're not automating, you can't focus on something else, which is true. But if I automated my social media, I felt so bad for doing it because it just didn't feel like right content or it didn't feel good. So they were telling me all these expectations of this business space. So if you're thinking like, you know, automation is wrong, I shouldn't be automating, I don't think so. I mean, as you guys know, I work in a corporate setting and we recently did an integration where we did automating for our marketing, and it has been one of the best decisions of the business, like since I've been there. And the corporation has been around for 25 plus years. It was about time that they had to start automating a lot of, you know, a lot of those stuff that we were doing in marketing to automate those, or we were doing it day by day, hand by hand, now it was a good time to automate that. So those little itty bitty stuff like scheduling a post or scheduling a campaign, it just wasn't worth the time anymore for my corporate job. And that's what exactly I meant by, you know, making this episode, is that every business is at its different stage. So really cater to what your business stage is. So I think automation is valuable, and for the right business, not every startup nor every small business really needs automation. So don't be sucked into that lie that you got to automate everything, because sometimes it might serve as a bigger headache than it does serve as help for your business. Again, like that 25-year company that I'm working for, it served great purpose for that company. However, for TCF, it doesn't serve that much of great value for us. So my advice overall, just to wrap up this episode very cleanly, is that I really do recommend automation for people who do, you know, social media for a living. Like if it's something that you do, like you're a social media manager, definitely do automating, because you cannot handle all those clients by yourself. And implement automation to your business slowly. I don't think it's necessary to do it all at once. Like you can hear throughout the episode today, is that we faced a lot of burnout. Content wasn't valuable. Content wasn't good. Content to share is not even shareable. Content is what I'm trying to say. So that put a lot of burnout on our end, and we had to sacrifice a lot of time doing those graphic pieces, doing all of these things. And it didn't even work out for us. So implement the automation very slowly into your business and figure out, does it work for you or not? Just because other people are doing it, I'm pretty sure these bigger Instagram accounts, like, you know, in the 100Ks, 300Ks or whatever, they're probably doing some type of automation, right? So I don't believe like you don't automate at all. I think it's in due time that you get there. But especially in the beginning, I think a lot of people try to hype us up to automate in the beginning because they're trying to sell a product. And we forget like, oh, we're not even building any type of valuable connection. We're not building any type of valuable relationship with the people that we're talking to on our social media. So I think automation does kill that in some kind of way. But once you have built that up, automation can help you and help your business so that you are spending more time creating more fabulous content, or you are creating more fabulous products for your business. So that's my thoughts on the automation thing. Like, do you guys automate your business? I want to know. So you can email us at letstalk@thecreativefolks.org, and I'll be looking forward to hear about it. See you in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the Creative Folks.